The dead will live again. You may recall that Gail, mentioned earlier in this series, doubts whether she will ever get over the death of her husband, Rob. However, she is looking forward to seeing him again in God's promised new world. My favorite scripture, she says, is Revelation 21:3 and 4. It reads, God himself will be with them, and he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Gail says, this promise says it all. My feelings really go out to people who have lost someone they love, but who are not aware of this hope of seeing their loved one again. Gail acts in harmony with her beliefs by doing volunteer work as a full-time evangelizer, sharing with her neighbors God's promise of a future when death will be no more. Unbelievable, you may say. But consider the example of a man named Job. He had been desperately ill. Though Job wished he were dead, he still had faith in God's power to resurrect him back to life on earth. He confidently said, "Oh, that in the grave you would conceal me! You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the work of your hands." Job 14:13 and 15. Job was confident that his God would miss him and would long to restore him to life. Soon, God will do just that, for Job and countless others, when this earth is transformed into a paradise. There is going to be a resurrection, the Bible confirms at Acts 24:15. Do not be amazed at this, Jesus assures us, for the hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will hear his voice and come out. John 5:28 and 29. Job will see that promise fulfilled. He will have the prospect of regaining his youthful vigor, and his flesh will forever remain fresher than in youth. Job 33:24 and 25. The same will happen to all who respond with appreciation to God's merciful provision of a resurrection to life on earth. If you have suffered the loss of someone dear to you, the information we have discussed may not completely take away your grief, but by meditating on God's promises found in the Bible, you can find real hope and the strength to keep going. Would you like to learn more about how to cope with grief? Or do you have related questions, such as, why does God allow evil and suffering? Please visit our website, jw.org, to see how the Bible gives comforting, practical answers. End of article.